All right, if you can get your Bibles out tonight, Psalm chapter 27. You know, on Sunday we were talking about the fact that we can trust the Lord, we can trust in His name. And, you know, it's important for us to know His name because then we know His character. As we learn more about Him and as He reveals Himself, He kind of defines Himself. But not only does He allow us to know His name, He knows our name. The Bible says He knows the very hairs on our head, which is amazing. Some easier to count than others, no doubt, but still, nonetheless, quite a feat. And, you know, I was thinking this afternoon, we right up the road from us, about a mile and a half, is a guy that has quit his job to start his own business, and he makes fruit bins. And in doing so, produces scrap wood, hardwoods, and which works out very well for me because I burn hardwood. Scrap hardwood. And they come in anywhere from 8 to 12 feet long. And they're heavy and it's hard wood. It's the cap of the log. And I was thinking as I was cutting that up this afternoon, he allows me to fill up my back, the pickup truck, and as much as I can take in there, $10. And it's a mile and a half up the road. So it ends up being about $10 a face cord, which, if you know wood, that's pretty cheap. And I was cutting that up today, and I was just thankful, and I thought, I wonder if a number of years ago the Lord said to this guy, made this house available, just, I know, don't, I, it's not selfish. It's just that He knew what I was going to need, and He just put him at the right place, at the right. And sometimes you just see how much He has a hand in. And He knows my needs, and He put it right there. And just, I was thanking the Lord cutting up wood today. We got a truckload of wood, cut it up in an hour and a half. Here's another month worth of wood, $10. You know, what a blessing. Or whatever, maybe 2 weeks. I'm hoping the weather starts to change, right? That's what we're hoping for. Next 3 or 4 days, it's going to be a little chilly. But then I saw 40s. So we're good. We'll take it. And has nothing to do with the message, but I just praise the Lord that that He knows my name. He knows what's going on in my life. He knows what my needs are, and it's amazing how He meets that. I'm just thankful for that. Psalm 27 tonight, we'll read the first 4 verses. Simple thought tonight, but it is important. Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, and they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Doesn't sound like David's having a good day. I mean, he starts talking about the light of his salvation, but then he just gets real with you. Here's what I'm looking on the horizon around me. Verse 4 is where I'd like to draw your attention. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for tonight. God, may this be our heart's desire tonight. That the thing we want most of all is to just be near You. Lord, I pray that You would draw our heart closer to Thee. Lord, we love You and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. David pretty much has any resource at his disposal. Any physical thing he could want is for him to have. God has almost said, I'll give you anything you want. And the thing he says he wants most of all, if there was one thing that David could have, it was that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord. That's one thing. It's one thing to be in his house. It's a second. To behold his beauty. It's necessary for us to have a right perspective. You know, it's often said that we are as close to the Lord as we want to be. Isn't that true? Think about that thought for a second. Your relationship with God is as strong or as weak as you want it to be. We can blame nobody else but us. Because God's perfect in His way, and God's perfect in His holiness. God is perfect in His beauty. God is perfect in His end of the relationship. The breakdown is on my end. I'm as near to the Lord as I bring myself to be, because He doesn't change. He doesn't move. He's stable. He's faithful. So our relationship fluxes or changes based on me. Your relationship with God based on how much you invest in it. Now God in His perfection, and we'll talk about this, and He just makes it so easy. He really does. I'm going to ask you tonight, how near are you to God tonight? How near are you to God tonight? 1 Chronicles chapter 16, we'll go. Well, I only have a few verses. I'll give you a couple quick thoughts at the very end and we'll be done. But if you just kind of get that thought tonight, I'm as near or close to God as I want to be. How close am I? Think about that tonight. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 11. It says, seek the Lord and His strength. The Bible says this. These next four words struck me. Seek His face continually. Brother Rodell, that means don't stop. For something to run continually, that means it does not quit. And He wants us to forever seek Him, to be ever, forever chasing after Him. I told you, I think on Sunday, that we had the Obies over, and we don't have a big house, but they played hide-and-go-seek for a good hour. Yes, Joe? It was a long time. They were hiding underneath the table, they were hiding in the shower, they were hiding all over. One asked, can I hide in the oven? No, you're not allowed to hide in the oven. That's not a good place to hide. And sure enough, someone's hiding and someone's seeking. Looking high, looking low, looking in, looking out, looking around, focused in on finding just a little child. But we understand the comparison here. 1 Chronicles 16, 11, seek the Lord. Now, He doesn't hide from us, but it is my attention looking for Him. Seek His face continually. Our nearness to the Lord ought to be a constant endeavor on our part. It ought not to let up. It ought to be something that is continual in our life. Every moment we can, we're looking for God, watching for God working in our life, looking for opportunities to get closer to Him. Continually. How is that even possible? A holy, righteous God. You know, was praying just a few moments ago, and I'll just be real with you. I just said, Lord, I pray that you bless tonight in spite of me. Say, why? What's going on inside of you? I just know me. You're not here to hear from me. You're here to hear from the Lord. God, get me out of the way. And it amazes me that God would even desire to have fellowship with me. What's he get out of that relationship? A mess. How is it even possible that a holy God would even have fellowship with me? Well, Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. This was part of our staff devotion this morning. I do apologize. Ephesians 2:13 says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are... Look at what it says. Ephesians 2:13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. How is it even possible that I could get anywhere close to God? By the blood of Jesus Christ. Today we had a staff training here, and we do that, I don't know, once a month now. And on Wednesdays we stay after, and we watch some helpful, encouraging videos through ACE, and we discuss them. But before we were having lunch, while we were eating lunch, Pastor Seaman was looking for some blue cheese. Well, we looked in the fridge, and there were some things that might not have started off as blue cheese. That had expired. What's the date on that? Oh, 2 weeks ago. Dumb. What's the date on that? 2 years ago. Did you get rid of that? I'm made nigh to God by the blood of Christ. That doesn't expire. That always works. That's always good. That doesn't dry up. That doesn't go bad. That doesn't become insufficient. I can always get close to God, not because of how great I am, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ. It allows those that are far off to be made nigh. Nearness to God is something that should be sought after continually. It's available because of Christ. James chapter 4, a verse you're familiar with, James chapter 4 and verse 8, it says this, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, right? Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. It's not a mean, nasty, you good-for-nothing sinner. He's just being honest. He's like, you want to get close to the Lord, you're going to have to clean up a little bit. Praise the Lord for the blood of Jesus Christ that allows us as sinners to do that, to purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Hey, if I want to get close to the Lord, I'm going to have to get clean. Before church, I told you we had that training here. I don't think we left till, I don't know, maybe close to 3 o'clock. Was that about the time? I don't know. Got home. Quick, got changed, went up, got a load of wood, brought it back, and we're cutting it all up. I got gasoline on me, oil on me, sawdust all over me. All right, time to go to church. I got to get cleaned up. Hey, let's evaluate our heart. I sure want to get close to God. What do I need to do? Should probably start by getting clean. There's probably things in my life that he just does not approve of. I bet I could get closer if I was cleaner. And it's simply done by asking the Lord to forgive you. What a blessing that is. I like this thought. Look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Look at verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. He says this now. I will come to you. You know, it feels like any step, I don't know, maybe there's been seasons in your life where God was at that end and you're over here. And you take one step towards Him and all of a sudden, shoom, He's right here. He says He'll come to you. He's just waiting for you to make one move towards Him. And it's amazing how much He moves towards you. He just makes it easy to get right. He just makes it easy to get near to Him. Never have I approached the Lord and I felt His hand push. No, if I'm trying to get closer to Him, the Bible says that He will try and come to me even. I will come to you, it says. Praise the Lord. Look at Isaiah chapter 55. The nearness to the Lord ought to be continually sought after. It's available by Christ. It would be good for us to get clean. He comes to you. Look at some of these verses about us seeking Him. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near." Look at Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. Proverbs 8, 17. "I love them that love me," He says. "And those that seek me early shall find me." We were watching an encouraging video today about ACE, and it was talking about leadership. And the man said that a good leader, a godly leader, prays before the trouble, in the trouble, and after the trouble. Most of us just start offering up prayers when we're in trouble. Here we see some wisdom. "Those that seek me early shall find me." When's the best time to look for the Lord? Right now. When's the worst time? Later. The best time's always right now. When's the best time to take that first step and try and get closer to God? Right now. Early. Early. Don't wait. Don't wait. Psalm chapter 105. Two more verses. Psalm 105. In verse 4. Psalm 105 in verse 4. "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore." Once again, kind of similar to our first thought, don't stop. "Well, I sought the Lord this morning. Seek Him again tomorrow morning." Don't stop. Psalm 34. Ever scare people with your personality? You're afraid to get too close to somebody because if they found out about the real you, they probably won't call you back. Ever feel like that? My mess is going to scare them away. So I'm going to put on a facade. I'm going to make it look like I'm all together. And I'm going to keep them at arm's length away, lest they find out the real me. What about the Lord? What about the Lord that knows everything about us? Psalm 34 and verse 18 says this, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Listen, your mess doesn't scare the Lord. Your mess does not scare him away. He's not afraid to, oh man, this is going to just be you know what? I'm just going to walk away from this situation. I know he's trying to get close to me, but that's just nothing but a bag of snakes. I'm not sticking my hand in there. Your mess does not scare him. And as you try and draw near to God, and as you get closer and closer, he's going to reveal things to you, and he's going to show things about you and about him. Tonight, what is your one desire in your heart? Oh man, I really hope that third stimulus check comes through. I've made some bad mistakes. This would really clear it up. Really hope we're having pizza tonight for church and after church. Hope I get that job. Hope this person's okay. You know what David said? I would like to just fellowship with God all the time. To just take in his beauty. Just to be in the temple. Just to be near him. That's what David wanted. What is your heart's desire tonight? You know, the Bible tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the Bible says, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hey, you make him your top priority. It's amazing how everything else just seems to fall into place. How do I get near to God? You know, it's not like, you know, if I wanted to, hey, Brother Rice, come on up here, and he's, boom, right on my side. How, you know. Physically, we can do that. How do I do that with God? It's not like I can, God, I'm okay, you don't move, and I'm going to stand right now. It's tough to get close to someone that's on the sides of the north, seated upon a holy, righteous throne. How do I get close to that? Well, I wrote down some things. I think you should listen. I'm going to ask you just to evaluate in your life. Is there a time when it's quiet? Yeah, when all the kids are asleep. Is there a time when you're awake? When it's quiet in your soul? When you can just listen to the Lord talk to you? A genuine communication, a prayer time. In our life, it's just go, go, go. You wake up and it's to it, and it. We say we burn the candle at both ends. I mean, you start early and end late, and there's a lot in between that. It takes you two nights to sleep 8 hours. Well, how are you supposed to get close to him if you can't even hear him? Is there a quietness to be able to fellowship? Through your Bible reading is a great way to get to know the Lord. He'll talk to you about what he likes and what he doesn't like. You know what another great way to get near to God is? Admire his creation. Now, I'm not getting all goofy on you. I don't think he's, you know, God is in the grass, and he's not. My God is not grass or trees, but he made them. And to, you know, the Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of God. If I can look up and see God's glory, and that draws me to him, well, maybe if I look down, I could see it too. Admiring his creation. Here's another thing that will help us draw near to God. Loving the things that he loves. He loves others. I think he's just pleased when we share what God has done in our life with others, when we serve others. I think that helps us get nearer to Him. Just by loving what He loves. Lastly, I think a nearness is had by our thankfulness and appreciation for what He has done in our life. We reiterate it regularly here, but how much of your prayer time is thankfulness? Just thanking God for what He's done. Say, my life's a mess. It could be worse, right? It could be snowing. It could always be worse. We're thankful. We're thankful. I know your car isn't what you hope for at this point. And maybe your house you were wishing for, and the job, and the... But do you hear what you're complaining about? Your house, and your car, and your job, and your kids. And be thankful. It helps draw nearer to God. Because every good gift and every perfect gift is from Him. So when we take those gifts and we go, no, I don't like that. Might come in between the nearness. So, how close are you to the Lord tonight? So you don't understand my circumstances. Can I remind you of Psalm 27? David is defining, he's saying, I'm surrounded by my enemies that would like to devour my flesh. And all I want to do is just be in the presence of God. Don't let your circumstances steal your nearness to God. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed tonight. Continually. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for tonight. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for the moves that You make towards us.